Hello, listening audience, and you'll never guess what time it is. Of course you will, because you just were sitting there waiting by your computer just to start dancing when the music starts playing. Yay, that's right. It's time for the Rainbow Asylum. Woo! And I'll be your glorious nurse this evening. And joining me on the digital stage here is, oh, who cares what his name is? Just say hi.
Fuck you, nurse. Hello, listening audience. This is your master of filth and depravity, the Sound Gamp, along with the fabulous and beautiful and clean and sparkly head nurse, Mikester.
Yay!
And you know, we're definitely in for a good show tonight. I was talking to the nurse before we went off the air, and she said her panties are just drenched with excitement.
They are, literally, they are actually... I don't know if they're drenched with excitement or if they're drenched in ones and zeros, because I am literally sitting here in front of the Ferrari of all computers that I've ever owned in my life. All of the stuff is functioning the way I want it to. Like, I don't even know what to do with myself, because for the past probably 6 months, I've had some type of issue or another pretty much every single week. And today I'm sitting here and there's just a wall of awesome that I'm speaking to you through. And I mean, if you could just, I don't know. Yeah, my panties are wet with electricity, if that's possible. Oh my gosh, I'm electrocuting myself.
Well,
I'm sitting in a puddle
of
water and it's like zapping me. Stinky's all tingly. Woo!
I know we were... off the air last week, you know, I had some personal business to attend to, but I know we were off the air last week primarily because you were moving
like
into your new place.
A case of wine?
That may have been involved.
A case of hard liquor.
Oh, no, I never drink heavy on Sunday nights because normally I have to go to work the next day, and trust me, you do not want me going to work with a vicious wild turkey bourbon hangover, because then I really will tell my boss what I think of him. And then I'll be the unemployed Sound Gimp. I wish to God you hadn't found the fart noises, I swear to Christ.
Now I can actually look through the rest of the sounds and see what else we have. No, I tell you, I'm really, really excited. I mean, I'm not going to make any promises because I'm famous for dreaming up these big giant projects for myself and then not accomplishing them because I'm actually one person. I'm not like an entire IT department, but I'm going to consider creating some promo clips for this show, because we've been talking about that for a long time. And you know, it's the sound card, it's the graphic card, it's the memory, it's the this and this and that. And finally, on my desk, I have all of the tools and the equipment to accomplish that. And so I'm not going to, you know, make any promises. It's not going to be next week or anything. But I've got sound clips here. I've got sound effects. I have editing software. I mean, I'm really excited. So I'm thinking of just getting sound clips of the GIMP and just chopping up the words and making him say really embarrassing things and then playing them live on the air while I mute the actual GIMP so that we can just pretend that he's actually saying these humiliating things. It's going to be awesome. And then I'll just intersperse them with like some fart noises, and I might even record some real ones. And like the sound of crunching chips. Like, wouldn't that be awesome? Like, just an audio montage of just all of that. No, maybe not. And some Madonna. And Madonna, definitely Madonna.
God damn it, nurse. We have a great show for you ahead tonight. We're going to have the Mad Poet Bomber live in the studio returning, and of course later on in the show, you'll be hearing the lovely Miss Debbie Demure.
By the way, did you write your poem?
I did, but I'm not quite happy with it yet. It still needs some tinkering. But it is written.
So, have your eyebrows begun growing back yet?
Stubble. You guys are such bastards.
Well, I was thinking that you probably called out busy last week because you had a tour mat lined up for you.
Do what?
I don't remember what you did wrong, but you did something wrong. So I said, I'm going to get you again next week because I'm just not, whatever it wasn't good enough because nothing you ever was actually good enough because you're a big, giant failure. That's why you're a gimp. And then you called out busy last week, and I was like, oh, okay. So obviously the gimp is not only a failure at being a gimp, but he can't even show up to be that failure. So typical. Ugh.
You didn't
So
show
hard
up
to
last
find.
week either.
So hard to find a good gimp these days. So maybe when we get back from the music break, I'll let you know what's on the what's on your agenda for tonight.
Well, I take it that means you want the first song of the evening then, nurse?
Yeah, I mean, duh.
All right, well, we're going to kick things off with something a little special from the GIMP. Thrash legends Megadeth have announced their new album in January, but they've already released the first track. So here's some new Megadeth. Here they are with Fatal Illusion, which will be released on their forthcoming album, Dystopia. started off with some new thrash metal. All right, Nurse, you were going to say something. Nurse?
Are you attempting to take control of when, where, and how? Did you actually just prompt me?
Nurse, the only thing I seem to be in control of around here is making sure the episode is scheduled on time and making sure we have enough music to get us through the 90 minutes. Everything else is up to you and Carrie.
No. You also have to do the after-show wrap-up. You also have to be sure that there has been a slut and a motard up front. You also have to schedule all the guests. You also have to pretty much do all of the other busy work, except sitting there looking pretty and not being a failure.
So what exactly do you and Debbie do?
We are just beautiful, darling. I've told you this so many times. We've been over it. I don't just fall out of bed looking this good.
Right.
So, now that we've established how beautiful I am, because I know the audience doesn't rarely get to see that being the radio star that I am. It's funny that you bring up Debbie, because Debbie is actually involved in your little dealio tonight. So basically, your job is to find out what Debbie's fantasy is and make it come true.
Say what?
Ask her. I have no idea what she may request from you, but yeah. Find out what Debbie's fantasy is and then make it come true in GIMP style. Not that GIMPs actually have style, especially not you. Actually, GIMPs typically do have style, but you don't. Just kidding. You're basically like a giant beer bottle on a stick.
Thanks,
and not even like a fancy beer, but like a cheap, just like basically like not even a bottle, a can. Well, I mean,
ay, ay, ay.
Ha ha. So, just to kind of warm you up for this little endeavor of yours, what are you hoping that Debbie asks you to do? Tell us what your kind of fantasy in advance is.
Well, I'm kind of hoping she's into splashing.
Splashing?
Yeah, you know, where you get turned on by having somebody rub food on your private areas.
I didn't know there was a name for it, but I do remember the glee with which you sat on the piece of cake for like an hour. And then didn't you have to eat it too?
Yes, I ate the ass cake at the end of the show.
And you loved it. You loved every smelly bite of it. Huh. Well, maybe if she's listening, then you'll get to have your dream come true, but if she's really as devious as I know her to be, she'll probably just automatically mark that off of her list and come up with something else, because we wouldn't want you to get any joy whatsoever out of what you do. Except there's a paradox, right? Because you get joy out of not actually getting what you want, right? So I don't know that. How would that work?
By the way, if anybody in the listening audience wants to chime in on us, you can call us, join us live in the studio. Call in at 516-387-1565. We would love to hear from you. At least I would. I mean, I can't really speak for the nurse. Nurse? Nurse? Oh, shit. Nurse? All right, we just need to go.
Thank you.
All right, we're back, and that was Motorhead covering Sympathy for the Devil. Sympathy for the Devil off their new album, Bad Magic. Sorry about the technical glitch here, folks. We lost contact with the nurse, but she's back and fabulous as ever.
Actually, even more fabulous, because I get more fabulous by the moment. So pretty much every time we come back from a song, I'm more fabulous than I was the last time I spoke. So, of course, the GIMP just gets more and more. Of a failure, which is why we keep having technical difficulties no matter what I go through on this show. So it's okay. It's all right.
I don't control the interface. You got a problem with the interface? Contact the host. Not my department, nurse. If there's a glitch in the music, that's my fault. If there's a glitch with the sound clips, that's my fault. If there's a glitch with us getting in touch with a guest, that's my fault. But as far as the interface goes, no, I don't handle the technical end of things. Call the host manager.
Wow. All right, I'll just let that little uppity moment that you just had pass. Because, I mean, what am I actually going to do, right? The GIMP's not in charge of the interface, so that means I don't have a delete the GIMP button. So, I mean, oh, wait, I have a mute the GIMP button. Yay, woohoo! Ha ha, the GIMP is muted. Ha 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 ha.
Now I'm unmuted, bitch.
Don't make me hang up on you, because I will. Actually, you know what I'm going to do just to annoy you? Just to totally, totally freaking annoy you. Here's Madonna singing Everybody.
Watching you. Yeah. I know you want to get up. Yeah.
Ha 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 ha, that's what you get.
I'm blowing out your ass. Hey, I think we have a caller on the line.
Yay.
Oh, welcome to the Rainbow Asylum.
Hey, I heard there's some of you feeling pretty down, so I have a message for you. Razors pain you, rivers are damp, acids stain you, and drugs cause cramp. Guns aren't lawful, nooses give, gas smells awful, you might as well live.
Well, I do believe we just got poet bombed with a little bit of Dorothy Parker.
Huh. We sure did.
It's always good to hear from the bomber.
Yay!
Always
thanks,
good
bomber.
To hear from the bomber.
We haven't heard from the bomber in weeks, actually.
Yeah, I know. The bomber's been out and about hiding, I guess, trying to find more ammo to throw at us, which, you know, always good on our end. But now, do you want to go right into sweat, or do you want one more song? It's all
there. Let's get it over with.
Okay, now it's time for my favorite part of the show. We're going to talk about girls that we don't like.
All right, so this person, so I saved the link earlier in the week when this person was caught with his, I guess, with his ring extended for this particular individual to kiss or whatever. I don't know, because it was a closed door meeting. But somehow the word got out that this individual had met with another individual who was our slut a couple of weeks ago. And then it was just like not even a day later when all of a sudden this other person's publicity department was putting out this and that, and the tea party was going crazy, and no, she didn't, and yes, she did, and oh, we didn't talk, and oh my gosh. You know, the only official meeting that I had was with my gay friend kind of thing. And I'm just like, okay. Oh, and they cited scripture because, oh, all that has been hidden will be revealed one day. And if you look up the reference, you'll just like, I don't think they're talking about, you know, closed. I mean, I don't know. The mysteries of the universe are not mine to completely know at all times. Admittedly so, but I don't really think those verses are meant to be justifications for political machinations here on Earth, right? It's not about worldly power or smoke-filled rooms or secrecy. All I know is that the Pope, whether or not he is supposed to be primarily a spiritual guide to the flock, or whatever you want to call it. In fact, on Earth, the Pope, for centuries, for millennium now, has been considered also a political figure. There was a time when the church actually had more power than the state, and it's still considered to have quite a bit of influence. So that's why when he comes to Congress and he makes speeches, it's like a big deal. That's like a huge deal. So when he decided to meet with Kim Davis, that was just unforgivable to me. Well, there's no such thing as unforgivable. But I'm digressing into theology because I'm not Jesus. I don't want to forgive everybody. I just have to do my best too. And, you know, I was really distressed when the Pope went to this meeting and then did this, and then all this shuffling goes to, I mean, I guess he has like a whole press release department, and it made me feel dirty, right? Because I'm not Catholic. So I don't really look to the Pope like he doesn't have, you know, spiritual authority over me, by any means. However, I just kind of, you know, I look to, people who profess spirituality to exhibit an ethic that is admirable. And when there's this shulking going on and there's press releases going out and suddenly he's got this gay friend and he wants us all to know. And to me, it just stank of publicity and deception, dishonesty, not what I would expect from I don't know. I just, it made me sick. And what more, I didn't like watching the Tea Party attempt to like act like suddenly, I mean, you know, a week ago they were all, you know, conspiracy that the Pope is the devil and this and this and that. And then the next thing you know is suddenly, you know, Kim Davis is a saint because she met with him once, allegedly. So I don't know, just the whole thing, just, I don't know. I didn't like it. So this week's slut is the Pope.
Slut of the week is 2, 3, 4. Slut.
Pope, whatever the heck your name is. Pope.
Francis. Pope
is
Francis.
It Francis? Pope Francis.
Yeah, Pope Frank.
Pope Frank, you are tonight's slut. Bye-bye. 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 Bye-bye.
And we have another caller on the line. Wow, the switchboard is lighting up hot tonight. Hello, caller. Welcome to Rainbow Asylum.
Hey, Walter. It is Rob. How are you doing?
Pretty good. We're on the air. Nurse, this is Rob Watson. He hosts out in Santa Cruz on Saturday nights. I've been on Rob's show a couple of times, and since he's on a regular AM station, he always tells me to watch my fucking mouth, otherwise he'll lose his FCC license.
I know. I was thinking, if I come on your show, I can actually say words I couldn't. And you know what? It's like I can't even bring myself to say, like, the fuck word. It doesn't come out of my mouth.
Well,
it does. I just heard it.
Yeah, there you go. Well, as you just heard, Pope Frank has been declared this week's slut of the week due to his meeting with Kim Davis. And I know you actually wrote an article about the Pope. Do you have anything to say
actually,
about declaring Pope Frank slut of the week?
I'm kind of proud because I think there was some collective outrage, and I think my article was one of them that, if you're going to slut the Pope, slut shame the Pope. LGBTQ Nation, the article I wrote was like shared by 15,000 people, and Michelangelo Signorelli on Huffington Post wrote a similar, you know, shock and awe article that kind of went crazy, and the Vatican was like freaked out. I don't know that they're sluts. I think they're just incredibly disorganized. And one hand doesn't know what the pinky toe is doing. And supposedly there was this big anti-Pope conspiracy that set Kim Davis up to kind of trip him up off of his more middle-of-the-road message that he wanted to convey. And it was the evil Vatican against the good Vatican and, you know, all sorts of skullduggery. So, you know, the Medicis or whatever they are, the family from Rome is still alive and well, apparently.
Well, so, nurse, are you there?
You guys there?
I'm here. Did we lose the nurse again? Oh, shit. Oh, man. All right. Well, I think the nurse may be MIA for another moment. While we have technical difficulties, so we're going to go ahead to a song real quick. Rob, if you'll stay on the line, we'd love to hear more from you in the meantime.
I can stay on for a few more moments, yeah.
All right. Well, in the meantime, here's Guns N' Roses.
Yeah.
All right, and we're back. Nurse, are you there? Nurse, God damn this. Rob? Hello? Hello? Hello?
Hear me? Hello, can you hear me?
Nurse?
Hello, can you hear me?
I can hear you. Rob, can you hear us?
Okay, well, I thought I was all going right. Crazy over here.
Can you guys hear me?
Oh,
we can hear you now.
We are back. All right, we apologize for technical glitches tonight. Well, we apologize for technical glitches. Of course, earlier we just now we heard a little bit of Guns N' Roses, but now we're back. Rob Watson has called in on the show. He hosts a more how should I put this, family friendly radio show on Saturday nights out in Santa Cruz. Is that how I should describe it?
Right, and plus since I started talking to you, my kids and my my husband have joined me in the car, and so I can't even use bad language if I wanted to now. We can.
Oh, you're such a good dad.
I know, really. No kidding. So I have one point that I want to make with you guys, though, on Pope Frank. This has been, I want you guys to appreciate the moment. This is the first time in history the LGBT community has been able to shame the Vatican to the point that the Vatican reacted to us and got guilty over it. We have never done this before, where they backtracked and worried about what we thought about them.
We rule.
We rule. We have now officially taken over the world.
That's an interesting way of looking at it.
That's true. Of course, the question is, now that we have officially taken over the world, does anybody know what hole Ted Cruz and Rick Santorum are currently crawling into on a trip here?
Oh, my God. Well, you know what? You do raise a good point. We have not captured all the demons. They're still, crawling around from the slime hole, and that's our next wave. But we have the Vatican worried about what we think might have happened with the Pope and Kim Davis. And before,
now,
quite frankly, they didn't give a you know what about us.
Now I did read a article recently regarding this controversy with the Vatican. That word had had it that the, because I know that Pope Frank did not personally set up the meeting with Kim Davis. You know, that was actually arranged through a Vatican official. And I have heard rumors that Vatican official who set up the meeting has been fired. Any validity to that?
I've heard similar rumors. I don't know about the firing part, but I've definitely heard that particular official was part of the Pope Benedict League, you know, the prior pope that retired with a male companion and fancy shoes, and they went off to their sunset to be homophobic together. And he was part of their ilk. So, you know, there's a very good chance that's true.
You know, now, as far as chasing out the rest of the demons, now, I do want to state for the record, I don't want to chase them all out. Personally, I think we should keep Pat Robertson around just for the entertainment.
I think we're stuck with Pat. Pat, I'm convinced, is actually the Antichrist. So until society has fallen, you know, Pat's still got a job.
Oh, damn it.
All right. No.
Hello, nurse?
You gotta go. Are you having some technical
No, I'm here. Nurse, are you there? Oh, this bloody mic setup, I swear to Christ. Rob, it's a conspiracy against this show, I'm telling you.
Sorry, I had a few technical difficulties on my end as well here.
All right, well, hold on now. Let me see if I can get the nurse here. Hold on just a second.
Okay.
Nurse?
Can you hear me?
Hello? Yeah, I
Hello?
Can hear you. Hello?
All right, I just patched myself in by phone, so.
All right, there we go. All right, cool. Now everybody's here.
Yay! So here's what my thought is. This is why I kind of felt quiet, because I was trying to analyze it, because I'm just thinking of all. I mean, you know, strategy is one of the things I do as an activist, and so I was kind of like trying to parse through the various factors, right? Because the Pope has to keep his Catholic base happy, and of course we know that he's trying to play a more middle of the road game lately. And then on top of it all, there's the conservative Christian right in America that isn't Catholic, really. Mostly they're Protestant, although the Catholics are a subset of those. And, of course, Kim is Protestant as well. So I'm just, like, analyzing all that, and I'm like, I don't know whether the Pope would bend so far to please the gay community, or whether it's just that the religious right in America is so, like, I think you might be onto something, that shame was like a motivating factor, because obviously the Pope felt it necessary to speak publicly and to say something about the rumor that came out. And I think it's because Kim Davis and her wing of the world is actually the most embarrassing thing to be so associated with, that even the Pope was like, oh, I don't want anything to do with her name. It is toxic. It's toxic to his Catholic agenda. Like, how bad do you have to be when, like, a Catholic priest, or, well, whatever he is, a Pope, won't associate with you?
Well, the only thing I would say, though, is that his trip was, before Kim Davis, was almost shocking in what he didn't say and what he wasn't addressing, given the history of the Catholic Church and given the horrible rhetoric they've used on the LGBT community. And he had none of that. He was not, he missed opportunity after opportunity to bash the United States for, you know, same-sex marriage. And he didn't do that. So, there was this concerted effort that they were trying to do a complete makeover of their reputation. They weren't endorsing it, but they were very, very clear that they were trying to clean the street. And then Kim Davis appeared. And Kim Davis, in one swell swoop, threatened to unravel all of that. And here's the point where I would say that it was not just, you know, we don't want to be associated with the religious right, but they went one step further, and they then encouraged this news link of the other meeting, which was the Pope with his gay friend and his partner. And, I mean, it was like that's the way going, the pendulum flying way in the opposite direction. That's not just saying, you know, we didn't really like that Kim Davis. We didn't know who she was, and she's interloped here, and that's the end of it. They went, no, Kim Davis, we didn't know who she was. And the person he really wanted to meet with was this gay couple. It's like, wow, okay. You know, thank you. So I think history will look at this as a positive. I think the Pope wanted to end this thing on a neutral. He wanted to get out of the we hate gay marriage business. He didn't want to go, we're in the gay marriage business yet, but he wanted out of it. And that didn't happen.
So I'm just catching up. So what is it? I'm just trying to find you on Facebook so I can share you with our audience. What is the name of your show?
The show is Out in Santa Cruz. Or you can find me as Rob Watson. Look under Walter and you'll find find me as one of his dear, dear friends. My blog site, though, is Evol Equals, E-D-O-L equal sign on Facebook.
Yay!
Actually, it's spelled out when you go to the URL.
Oh, Rob, while we have you on the line, you know, shifting gears for a moment from the Pope, I know that you also run a, I don't know how popular it is, but I'm just going to call it popular because I'm, you know, I'm boosting your ego here tonight. But your, what is it that you call it? Cup of coffee with a gay dad, is that what it's called?
Coffee chat with gay dad coffee chat. Yeah, that's on YouTube. Oh. That's through the Next Family, and I'd say I've gotten moderate success there. The two biggest videos I have there are up to multi thousands of views. I haven't broken the viral thing yet, but we're out there with that.
I'm not sure if you have seen this, but I know one of your more recent ones was where you talked about, I forget the guy's name, but that psychotic Christian pastor who threatened us with the gun, you know what I'm talking about?
Right. Joshua Erstein.
Yeah, I don't know
That's
if you've seen
name.
This,
yeah.
But apparently he was on a, I think it's called the Doctors. It's
the
one
doctors.
Of those after,
right.
Yeah, one of those afternoon medical talk shows. You know, and they were talking about, you know, because I guess they heard about his big rage over, you know, the dad who bought his kid a doll. And I don't know if you've seen this clip, but you got to look it up because the entire panel of the show and the entire audience just rips this guy a new asshole. It's beautiful.
Yeah, no, I did see that. It was interesting on a couple of levels. One, he was actually pretty circumspect himself, and very almost polite for him. I mean, let's face it, he didn't have his big Uzi out, and it was, you know, I could tell what he was thinking, you know, when they all came down on him and how ridiculous he was, and, you know, he and his wife were kind of whispering there, like, you know, oh, the liberals are at it again, oh, dear, oh, dear, oh, dear. So it was, you know, it was a little weird. Plus, he cleaned up really nicely because he was not the way he presented himself on the video, which was actually really scary. I mean, he is a scary dude if you watch his videos.
Have you seen any of this guy's videos?
You keep friending me. Have I seen any?
No, so I was talking to the nurse.
No, actually, I'm sitting here trying to figure out what exactly. So, no, I haven't.
You should look him up. The guy is absolutely psychotic.
What's his name again?
Joshua Feuerstein, F-E-U-R-E-S-T-E-I-N. If you watch my video, not to plug it, but if you watch it, what I did was I did a virtual interview with him. So I have his video interspersed with my quote-unquote interview of him. So you can get a real flavor of the guy just by watching that one.
Well, Rob, it was great for you to call in. Certainly been one of the more interesting callers we've had on the show, and I have to say, I think you're the first caller we've ever had who didn't call in with a dick joke.
I didn't realize it was required, so I'll be prepared with one next time.
There you go. Hey, you're always welcome to call in, and we'll definitely link your show through our show so that our audience can listen to what you do on the air.
Okay, cool.
I think we're getting ready to have Miss Debbie Demure on the air. So, Rob, we're going to let you go. But once again, thanks for calling in. And keep listening. We still got half an hour here on the show, and we got some great stuff coming your way.
Have a great show, guys.
Thank you.
Yay. Thanks for being on.
Well, that was I was good. We normally don't get callers quite that detailed. That was really good. That was Rob Watson, host of Out in Santa Cruz every Saturday night, and we will definitely be linking up his show on our page so our fans can listen to him as well. But I think in the meantime, we're going to play one more song, and then we're going to see what the lovely and vicious Miss Debbie Demure is up to.
Yay!
In the meantime, from the soundtrack to Repo the Genetic Opera, here's Zydrate Anatomy.
I can't feel nothing at all.
Drug market, submarket. Sometimes I wonder why I ever got in. Blood market, love market. Sometimes I wonder why they need me at all. Zydrate comes in a little glass vial.
A little glass vial?
And the little glass vial goes into the gun like a battery. And the Zydrate gun goes somewhere against your anatomy. And when the gun goes off, it sparks and you're ready for surgery. Surgery. Addicted to the knife.
Addicted to the knife?
Addicted to the knife.
And addicted to the knife, she needs a little help with the agony.
Agony.
And a little help comes in a little glass vial and a gun pressed against her anatomy. And when the gun goes off, Miss Sweet is ready for surgery. Surgery.
From Repo the Genetic Opera, which, if you live in the Indianapolis area at the Irving Theater this Saturday night, October 10th, you can catch Repo the Genetic Opera live. That'll be at the Irving Theater, 5505 East Washington Street. Tickets are $6. Definitely come. It'll be a good show.
That was really cool. I liked that.
Now, you want to see if we can get Miss Demure on the air?
Um... crap. I should have been expecting you to say that, and I'm not. So just give me a moment, and I will be more than happy to connect Ms. Demure to the switchboard here. They really need a speed dial function on this thing. Of course, who needs speed dial when your call keeps dropping, right?
Well, yeah. All right, let's see if we have the lovely Mr. Mirror. Oh, that's ringing. Bells will be ringing.
Hello?
Hello, darling.
Oh, and now here she is, the most fabulous woman in the great state of Texas, Miss Debbie Demure.
Hello, darlings. How are y'all this evening?
Hello. Fabulous.
Outside of a few technical glitches, we've been doing all right. We had a really great caller earlier in the show. I don't know if you caught it.
I didn't. I was actually in an interview. Please let me know.
Well, so the GIMP has something to... Oh, and I'm getting some feedback. I don't know if your speakers are on.
Well, I'm on my home phone, so probably not me.
Oh.
Well, not me. Speakers are off.
All right, what about now? All right, well, I'm the only one getting feedback. So anyway, GIMP, go ahead. You know what to do.
Well, the nurse told me I'm supposed to ask you what your fantasies are and then fulfill them in the best way possible.
Oh, wow. I mean,
make you an offer you can't refuse, right?
Well, I mean, it's so unexpected. It's almost like it's my birthday or Christmas. Well, I would like to be licked completely clean.
Uh-huh.
And have special attention paid to certain areas, of course. And then, of course, once I'm clean, dried off with a nice warm towel of Egyptian cotton, and then carried into a wonderful bed and have chocolate-covered strawberries brought to me and a glass of champagne. And then I would like to have a really, really butch lesbian and a really, I'll just say it, the head nurse take the GIMP by the arm and put him on two pieces of wood that at the end of the bed that have been complete, that are at a cross, and chain the GIMP to that. And then I would just like the both of them to just get their cat of nine tails and just beat him raw while I sit there and sip my champagne and slowly watch the chocolate crumble off the strawberries as I bite into them. And have the sweet music of the cries of pain and pleasure coming out of the sand GIMP's mouth. And once I could stand it no more and my strawberries are gone and my champagne has been drunk, to have somebody to make sure that there's a ball gag that could stop the GIMP from speaking, maybe even cutting out his tongue, but we would still want him to be able to have his hands so that he could operate the sound system.
do you have a preference on the champagne?
Oh, I actually really like, I say champagne, but I really prefer a sweet Spanish sparkling wine. Because I'm eating strawberries, so it has to be a dessert champagne, right?
Right.
And then we're going to leave, and I would want the sound gap to basically stay there for probably about 3 or 4 days. So that at the end, when he's finally let loose, he would know that there is no escape and that he must always do as he's told with a smile on his face and a song in his heart.
That's a pretty tall order. Nurse, can we handle this?
I had to mute myself because I was laughing so hard. But leave it to Debbie to come up with a really elaborate fantasy. But that was, so I don't know if Ms. Demure will remember, but 2 weeks ago, I remember he had to burn off his eyebrows and he had to write a poem. He never did deliver the poem, and he says that it's written, and I don't know if this poem will ever materialize. But I remember near the end of the show telling, I don't know, he did something displeasing, and I told him we were going to torment him next week. And then lo and behold, last week he called out busy. So when we got on the show this week, I was like, you are not getting out of it, and here is your torment. I want you to find out what Miss Debbie Demure's fantasy is, and I want you to make it come true. So that was a very simple cut-and-dry request. So the question is not whether we can do this or not, Gimp. The question is, how soon and how well can you get this done? Because it's basically, it's already been, the command is not, I mean, it's already there. Find out
the
fantasy and make it come true. So,
well, the only reason I asked you is because Debbie wanted you involved. I was trying to be courteous to you.
He's learning, head nurse. He's learning.
As far as I remember, it was me and the butch lesbian, and what were we doing? Yeah, sure, that sounds fun. Yeah, I will participate if I have to flog you in order to help you fulfill your job. I will.
Now, also, you must know that this has to come at no cost, and I mean no cost, to the butch lesbian, myself, or the head nurse. So that means if you have to fly us to Hawaii or Aruba, Belize, I mean anywhere but
backwoods Indiana.
Yeah. Anywhere but the god awful Midwest. I mean, I would even do the heat of Arizona before I did the Midwest. I mean, and, you know, I mean, you probably want to rent a hotel room just so the fact that you can bring the props in and we don't have to infringe upon anybody else's home. And it cannot be video camered. Except for the agony that you're in, should be sound recorded simply for the show. And I still want the poem, and I still want the eyebrow. This is extra.
Wait. Which eyebrow do you want? I've burned off both of them. I don't have a third eyebrow.
You already burned both of them?
Yes. Because
he claims
because
that he did.
Okay.
But I think they're in that same kind of sort of state of limbo that the poem is in.
The only problem with radio is we can say we did anything at all and nobody has any proof. We do have a little page on Facebook. I expect a picture with the eyebrows drawn in. Could you do it in Divine, the way Divine does hers, where you draw it all the way around to your ear?
Well, obviously, I won't look as good as Divine. No, nobody looks as good as Divine. I'm sure I could do a similar bit.
Yeah, I mean, just a picture of where that. We know the eyebrows are gone.
Perhaps your attempt to recreate the divine look of Divine will inspire you to create a poem that you can actually.
Oh yeah, the poem has.
Right.
Here's what should really happen: the poem should be presented to the head nurse and Miss Debbie DeMuir at the same time that the itinerary for my fantasy is also presented.
Yay!
Miss Debbie DeMuir's birthday is December 2nd, so that gives you almost 2 whole months to get this put together.
Yay!
Do you need more time?
I'm excited.
Do you need more time, Sound Gibb?
No, 2 months should be fine. There's plenty of time.
Okay.
Yay!
And, oh, and I don't think that... Just to add a little bit extra, the butch lesbian could be the poet bomber if you choose. And I don't know that they would need new outfits, but I do know that the head nurse and myself cannot do such an elaborate fantasy without new designer outfits. I mean, can you do this without a new tiara or a new frock, head nurse?
I need a new gown. I need some jewelry. I need a wig, and I need a full body waxing.
A full body waxing?
That could be out of budget. That could really throw the budget off.
Oh no! Nurse, don't worry about it. We spare no expense.
Now, all that Miss Debbie needs is a...
Spanish champagne.
Some Spanish sweet champagne.
Spanish wine.
Yes. Some chocolate-covered strawberries.
Do you have a preference on chocolate? I mean, you know, do you like white chocolate, regular chocolate, dark chocolate?
Regular chocolate is fine. Instead of licking Miss Debbie DeMuir clean, we will create a bubble bath where everyone will have to wash her. So the butch lesbian head nurse and the sound gimp will have to wash and make sure I'm completely clean. And
wait
then I want...
Minute.
You will do it and you will like it.
Oh, wait a minute. How has this gone horribly awry?
And then I want to slip into some silk pajamas before I get into the bed with a lovely silk flowing cream-colored robe. So you don't have, that's the outfit that Miss Debbie needs. It's just silk pajamas, not a gown, just silk pajamas. Much. Look at Liza with a Z with the lovely purple two-piece outfit that she has. That's perfect as long as it's silk pajamas. I don't need the beads and the baubles.
Oh, my goodness. I can hear the sound of everybody's Google searches clicking right now.
Well, you know, nothing. Liza
with a Z.
And the head nurse and myself will give you our sizes in private. And should they be publicized, I can't even describe the pain that you would have if that happened.
Why would I publicize the nurse's sizes?
Well, I mean, if you're buying us new outfits... You have to know the sizes, unless you're just going to give us your credit card number and the expiration date and the 3 digits security digits on the back. I mean, then we'll just go get what we want and you won't have to be involved. But
I'm not giving you my damn credit card.
Well, then you would have to know our sizes to be able to buy the outfits, wouldn't you, sweetheart?
Well, I know that, but I'm saying, why would I publicize that?
Well, it's just a little bit of, I know how vindictive Sound Gips can sometimes be if they feel like, let me do it and ask for forgiveness later instead of permission now. I'm just telling you, you don't have permission to begin with. Because I have, trust me, I have seen the things that you've sometimes done to the head nurse, and I have learned those lessons well. To quote Madonna, I have learned those lessons well, and it will not happen to me.
A gimp can tell a thousand lies.
You think?
Yay! All right, so something the gimp's got his work cut out for him, so I don't want to, I want to make sure that you have time to make your big, huge announcement.
Oh, yes. So, there is no Motard tonight, because Miss Debbie DeMure has a huge announcement to make.
Yay!
As we all know, with the Republicans and the Democrats, they have all these backroom deals. After they select their presidential candidate, they've done all these backroom deals to have their vice presidential candidate already ready to come on stage looking glamorous. Well, that's not the way it's done in the Libertarian Party. There will be nominations for the vice presidential candidates, and the presidential candidate that was selected will get to speak for 5 minutes. After much deliberation and much heartache and discussion with my wonderful, supportive husband, and knowing that the Libertarian Party just needs me, just cannot get along without Miss Debbie DeMure's leadership and being on the ballot, Miss Debbie DeMure has decided to throw her tiara in the ring to seek the vice presidential nomination for the Libertarian Party.
Yay!
Oh, all right, congratulations. And I think this is the first, definitely a first for the show tonight. I don't think we've ever had a candidate announce their run live on the air.
Well, and here's the thing. It's not so much that Miss Debbie DeMure is the most legislatively smart candidate, but she is definitely the most glamorous. And I think that this will allow people to, like, actually look at who could possibly be our vice presidential nominee and say, who do we really want up there? Do we want two old white straight men? Or do we want to have some glamour and some fabulousness in the lineup? Do we want to pick someone from the gender sexual minority crowd? Do we want a Hispanic, a black, a woman? I mean, can't we just have it all as the Libertarian Party? And I think, for one, we can.
What an inspiring announcement.
And also, they won't be able to get away with not talking about decriminalization of drugs, decriminalization of sex workers, and individual liberty for all, period. Because, baby, just because I got a great butt doesn't mean that we need to include it after that little sentence.
Couldn't agree more. Well, thank you, Debbie. The announcement is wonderful news, and we look forward to fulfilling your absolute fantasies for your birthday.
Yeah, and maybe they'll both happen at the same time.
Wouldn't that just be the perfect happy
place? Well, Miss Debbie DeMure is going to slip into something more comfortable, like her husband. Toodles.
Yay!
another great announcement from Mr. Muir, and we're going to get right into the Gimp's last call because we are ticking down here at the asylum. So for now, here's J.P. Wright with Casey Jones.
All right, you were rolling.
Fellow workers on the railroad, get your head out of the sand about if and when they're going to run one man. There's a union culture of scabbery between the UTU and the BLET. Well, Casey Jones, there's a lot of them around. Casey Jones won't put the reverser down. Oh, Casey's gonna stick it to me and you if we let him run trains with a one-man crew. This is the way Mr. Deb said it would be if we kept up with jurisdiction scabbery. The carriers have it just the way they like with our 13 unions just itching for fine. Back in the day, hell, we should have merged, and I'm here to tell you we were actually on the verge organizing a union with incredible might. Now all we have is one hell of a plight. Well, Casey Jones, there's a lot of them around. Casey Jones won't put the reverser down. Oh, Casey's gonna stick it to me and you if we let him run train with a one-man crew. Well, Casey Jones was in the UTUE. Casey said to hell with the BLV. If you don't know what I'm talking about, better study up on our history. Well, the BLE, well, they was afraid to with their general committee screaming, what are we gonna do? So they got together and kicked out their president. That's just a little of how the story went. Well, Casey Jones, there's a lot of them around. Casey Jones won't put the reverser down. Oh, Casey's gonna stick it to me and you if we let him run trains with the one-man crew. Well, engineer, conductor, train service employee, utility, road physicians, a blurring of craft autonomy. Railroad's been thinking years ahead while our unions seem to be playing dead. Casey said they won't run one man. The FRA and union's gonna make a stand. But we once had five, and now we got two when they sold us out and sidetracked the caboose. Well, Casey Jones, there's a lot of them around. Casey Jones won't put the reverser down. Oh, Casey's gonna stick it to me and you if we let him run trains with the one-man crew. Well, the conductors will say to Casey, won't you help us win this fight? But he's sure to say, you better go take a hike. You stole my job with that RCO, and if the telephone rings, well, I'll go. Most of us say that we should all be one, and that's a task that surely must be done. So you better straighten up and open your eyes. There ain't nothing left to us but to organize. Casey Jones, there's a lot of them around. Casey Jones won't put the reverser down. Oh, Casey's gonna stick it to me and you if we let him run trains with the one man.
And that was Louisville Railroad singer J.P. Wright. And if you live in the Louisville, Kentucky area. I'll be performing with J.P. Wright along with John Gage, Bonnie Prince Billy, and the Joe Hill Players Friday night at Nelligan Hall in Louisville, Kentucky. Show starts at 7 o'clock. Tickets are $10. Please contact Kentucky IWW for more information. Should be one hell of a show. But we are ticking down to the last bit of the show, so I'm going to turn it over to the nurse for a last-minute rant.
Well, you know, I am a little disappointed that we had some technical glitches tonight. I'm really not even sure what to chalk that up to because there should not be any problems on my end. So I think it's kind of, you know, I really wanted to hold back on really pointing the finger at Blog Talk Radio and really calling that out. And mainly it's because I spent $400 on our subscription for the year, and I really, really want to believe that I actually made a wise decision in doing that, and now I'm just like, fuck, why did I pay $400 so that I can constantly have my call dropped? And that's kind of bugging me a little bit. But whatever, we've got, what, like 10 months left on this, so I hope everyone enjoys technical difficulties week after week after week, because
are ticking down to the last few seconds. So until next time, I've been your loyal sound gimp,
and I'm the mistress of deep thoughts and cheap shots and technical glitches, head nurse Mikester. Oh, and the queen of all media and the queen of all technical glitches.
We'll see you next week with another episode of the Rainbow Asylum,
ladies.
Bye bye.
2, 3, 4. I'm on TV.